We're in the middle of Shin Aleph, Yud Aleph. So just a slight clarification from yesterday. So we spoke out to Yerushalmi in the beginning of Perek Vav in Shabbos, where Rabbi Gamliel was in his chatzer on Shabbos. It seems like, I looked it up inside, it seems like Rabbi Gamliel was wearing a golden, he was somehow wearing a golden key. Maftah, I think. Anyway, he was wearing a piece of jewelry. People gave him a hard time. It was in a chatzer. I think it was chatzer mu'reves, but it's a whole discussion. Anyway, over there we spoke out yesterday that the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi says that if it's asui lekach o lekach, if it's made for this and for that, it's asur. So the Rush brings down, what's this and that? The first opinion of the Rush is, if it's made for, it's unisex, it's made for a man and a woman, okay? Then it's going to be usher. And we said that even Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, who say there's no gzera against specifically male jewelry, like a football ring, Super Bowl ring, men do not take off their jewelry to show it off as women do. So if it's specifically men jewelry, there's no theoretical gzera d'rabbanan against wearing that on Shabbos. But if it's a unisex piece of jewelry, that means it can be worn by a man or a woman. It's a wedding band. So then just like it's also for a woman to wear, it's also also for a man to wear. That's the first opinion in the Rush. Then he brings down that the Yesh Mefarshim, that it means it's a tachshit and a tashmish. It's a piece of jewelry, but it also serves a function. Okay? But then the Rush himself says that in Ashkenaz, I came home today and my daughter is wearing a key around her neck. I'm like, I'm giving shear on that key. I need that key for shear. So the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rush says that if it has a dual function, even though it is a tashit, right? It's a necklace, but since it also has a tashmit, it's aser. And then the Rush concludes, by Ashkenaz, they would take a mafteach, this is a mafteach, and they would hang it on their necks with a shalshelet, with a chain, or with a colored piece of string. Okay, mamish this. I'm very excited. And changes colors. That's a separate Shabbos Shaila, which we'll discuss maybe a little bit later. Okay, so this is out. Not the men walked around. You know, Purim, some men dress up like women. Whole discussion, Begadisha. All right, anyway. So this is old. So this was a minig in Ashkenaz that even though it was a key, but it's a pretty key. See how pretty it is? Very pretty key. So a pretty key you wear around your neck, and even though you're going to use it to get in the house. Now, that's what the Rush says with the Minyan Ashkenaz. The Rush that's on the tour says it's aser. That's called a key. You can't wear a key on your head. You can't wear a key, you know, it's a key. You can't carry a key to shul, and even if you put it around the necklace. Okay, so that's a machlokes Rush and tour. And then the Maharam, we said, has a distinction. Depends what it's made out of. If it's really nice, like it's gold or silver, so then we call it jewelry. If it's barzel or nechoshe, like simple metal, then it's going to be usher. Then others say, hey, not everyone can afford such expensive jewelry. It's also cheaper jewelry. You know, this is very nice. It's not made out of gold or silver. Okay. So let's see that again inside in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Aleph, Yud Aleph. Davar ha'asui le'tachshit u'le'ishtamish bo. If it's made for jewelry, but it's also made to be used. Kigom maftechot na'ot shakesef k'min tachshit. Aser. Even though it's a very pretty key, you cannot wear it around your neck, says the Shulchan Aruch. She'letzorach tashmish bo. Why are you wearing this? Well, my daughter was not wearing, she's like, Taji, it's not a real key. I figured that out myself. Okay, but usually, if you're wearing that, you're wearing it because you want the key. And haroe omer shel tzarach tashmish motzi, you're wearing it because you want to get in and out of your house. Then there's the v'yesh matirin imhu shel kesef. So it's a stam v'yesh omrim, and the pashtus, according to the shittas hamachaber, would be that it's aser. The stam is aser. Now, I don't remember, did we do mishaburas on this yesterday? I don't remember.
No.
Okay, Mishabur, Sivkat Mem Aleph. Aser, Hainu.
I want to wear the beautiful key because it's pretty and it matches my outfit. Aser, and they have roa, because people are going to, it looks like you're using it to carry. V'hainu, afilu l'das Rebbeinu Tam by Rambam le'el, d'mati b'tashu le'ish. They say there's no xer that a man's going to take off the jewelry and show it off, and we don't have to be afraid he's going to carry dollar ounces, just rob him. Oh, d'mari shemavteach, kavu heite v'shel shelet. So it's very, it's secured to the chain. Sh'al tzavaro, it's on his neck. It's hard to take off and show off. I don't know what that means. The whole point is to take it off and get in the door. So if I can take it off my neck to open the door, why can't I take it off to show off my friends? I don't know. I feel like he says, even though if you don't have that problem, it's awesome. They marasayim. He says it's more of a marasayim thing. Which really sounds like it's only marasayim. Like it sounds like it really does qualify as jewelry, but it's a marasayim thing. Now, imhu shal kesef, mishmurstif katan, membeis. So v'yesh matir v'shal kesef. It is not normal to make a key out of silver. So what do we say? It's made to be jewelry. Even though you're also going to use it to open up the door. The main function is to be pretty and be a piece of jewelry. And you're allowed to wear it outside as a piece of jewelry. How about? If it's made from cheap metal, even though you're making it into a piece of jewelry, it's still us to go out. The ikaro the tashmis asui, because the main function is because you want to get in your house. It's made out of the same material as every other key. The inek. So the machaber sounds like he's machmir. So says the mishabura. Vinei after midibay Shulchan Aruch mashmir the day took it there rishona midikava b'stama. That's a stam and yeshom halacha kistam. The first opinion, which is utzer, even if it's beautiful, and even if it's made out of gold or silver, mikomakom ein limchos b'zeh. You shouldn't stop someone from doing it. Achrei the kasev adakimoshim shema agud ba'ashkenaz nogin kamatirim b'shal kasev. Because meaning Ashkenaz was that it is mutter. Okay, so as we would expect, Rav Avadya is machmir. The Sfarim, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is really machmir over here. We have a mini Ashkenaz, so let's see what I. Okay, so if you have a key, if it's made out of real silver, or it's a very beautiful key, maybe like this, and you hang it on a chain, the Shulchan Aruch has a stam niyei shomrim. Okay, which sounds like he's going with chumrah. The Rama says the mini Ashkenaz. Well, you didn't get there actually. There's the Rama over here.
In Europe, did they build
it? At some point. The end of the Ramah over here talks about a mafteach made out of nechoshet ubarzel. There's different ways of trying to make this mutter. But what they used to do is take the key. So one way is to hang it around your neck. And that's, according to the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like it's aser. According to the Ramah, it sounds like it's mutter because that was meaning Ashkenaz. Some people take this now and hang it from the belt. Like all sorts of ways that pretend to be wearing it. If you wear like a necklace, are you wearing it like a necklace? Is what to talk about. But just like hang it from your belt, that doesn't count. That's worthless. It has to really have a function.
The belt.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get there. Okay. Okay, so just hang it from a belt is going to be usher. To make it a part of the belt or make a tie clip out of it is going to be mutter for Ashkenazim. Sfaradim still have an issue with this. I looked at Yalki Yosef. They got a Yalki Yosef in the Kotel. Yalki Yosef, he brings down, he has a piece of ear, and then in the back of the sefer, he writes that Rav Avadya was on a trip to Argentina. And they came over to him. They don't have an Erev in Argentina. I don't know where in Argentina it is. And someone had a key that was used as part of the belt. And it was something that, like, from what I understood, Ashkenazim would be Mekel, Sfaradim really should be Machmir. But there is a Mekel opinion in Shulchan Aruch, and he said, like, there's no way for them to lock their houses if they all want to go to shul. And he realized that it was a very big deal, and he refused to answer the question. Ramadi wouldn't answer. He didn't feel he could be Mekel because he feels the Iker Shita and Shulchan Aruch is to be Machmir. And he didn't want to be Machmir on them because then they can't get to Shul, so he wouldn't answer the question. Okay, so that's one thing is the key, and what comes out of the key business is for Ashkenazi, if it's mamish, beautiful, and it, you know, can be worn as a necklace, so that would be good enough. Otherwise, you can't just dangle it from a piece of clothing. It has to be used as an integral part of the a key, an important part of the belt. Like, the belt won't work without the key. Or the tie clip won't work without the key. My wife says she has one in the gemach. So but by the time I told her, it was about 10 minutes to shear. Like, I'm already wearing this to shear. I can come with a tie clip. It would be amazing. So maybe we'll get her next week to take a look. Okay, Mishmur says Sifkatan Mem Hey, Vidav Kershu Mechubar Vekavua Barosha Chagor Vasu Kein Zenkel. That's me like a Zenkel. Who can carry Smashin Korin Spunch Lachgar Bo? It's used as an integral part, a main part of the belt. The Azam Mirkevan Shachagura Mudubai Babazel Shalmafte Avim Kechaticha Achaz. It's part of the belt. Ava Bisha Barzel, even though you're also going to use it as a key, Botel Hamafteh Legabe Chagura. But if you just stop dangle it in the middle of the belt, then it's not bottle, and it's not shaykh to the belt, and that's a hoax, that's a farce, and that's no good. Now, he says, if it's a really beautiful one and you dangle it from your belt, he wants to say that maybe it's still okay as jewelry. I don't know. No, I don't know. Maybe women. I guess women could theoretically dangle things from belts. I don't know. So if it's pretty enough, it theoretically, maybe, possibly could dangle from a belt, just like a dangle from your neck. That he brings down a machlokas. Okay. The next topic is, what about wearing a watch? Are you allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos outside of the Eruv? Okay. So the Mishmura here in the middle of... Well, let's finish the Ramah. We just did this yesterday. We'll do it again. The Ramah in Yud Aleph says, "Mikomakom also lots of betik shal batei inayim shekorim brilin, abi shetik shal kesef the batei inayim baatei masui." Period. Okay. They used to have. They wanted to carry their glasses. They put in a fancy silver glasses case. So it's theoretically possible for a silver glass case to be considered a tachshit and be considered a piece of jewelry, but not when the glasses are inside and the glasses are not going to be bottled to the. The case, right? The case is going to be bottled to the glasses. Like, what do you say? Oh, I have a glasses case. Better go get myself a pair of glasses. No, you say, oh, I have glasses, and now I need somewhere to put them so they don't break. Okay, that's Svara is spelled out numerous times in the postgame. Okay, so. Okay, the next thing I have here is the watch. So look at the Mishabura at the end of Sif Katan Mem Hey. Towards the end, like the last 5-6 lines, Lo says es amore shaos, the one that tells the time. Uhar, a zager is a watch.
Our
zager, zager is a watch. That's a famous word. Bidbegadav chutz le'erev asel kulei alma shein shayach hazeh shein tachshe kemishin derech malbush v'motzio l'rishus rav chayev chatos. This means olden days something called a pocket watch. You put it in your pocket, and when you want to tell time, you take it out. A pocket watch is for sure usher. It sits in your pocket, even if it has a very fancy, you know, gold silver chain. But it's the watch part, the clock part, is not buckled to the chain. The chain is holding the watch, the clock, and the clock's there for a reason, and that's for sure going to be usher. It says, it has a golden chain. You wear it around your neck like this. No, next time we'll have to bring him on like that. Gam kein iser gomaru the amora shows yeshu chashivas with me atzov ain't a bottle gabe revit. You can't say that it's bottled to the chain and it's in there for qualifies jewelry. It does not. Now they do talk about the theoretical possibility of something being so nice. Like I've seen there's watch cufflinks that tell the time.
Watch rings.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things nowadays where it's true it tells the time, but the ikur is not the fact that it's a watch. The ikur is that it's a piece of jewelry. It just they had some chap to get you to buy it that they also tells time. Okay, so here the look at the bir alacha, gigantic bir alacha bezel hater. The pocket watch. It's in your pocket. It cannot be called a piece of jewelry. Jewelry doesn't stay in your pocket, and therefore it's carrying. It is totally awesome. Next line. No, a few lines down. Skip the brackets. Let's say you want to hang it from your neck. Everyone can see it. So on this, footnote 35 in Dirshu brings down from Rishoma Zalman that it is theoretically possible if it's something that's really pretty, and not just the chain is pretty, but the watch itself is you know, matim and pretty and beautiful and whatever, there's room to perhaps to be makom. The Mishnah is not into it, but you know, it could be in those days they didn't have what nowadays?
Yeah.
For the pocket?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's also because in your pocket. But hanging it from your thing, so if it looks like just you're just hanging your sandwich, whatever, hanging something that you want to use, so it's going to be asa. But if it's mamish a piece of jewelry, Mishmur is now saying it's asa. To hang a clock from your neck as jewelry is asa. The issue points out from Rishoma Zalman that nowadays there's all sorts of fancy, you know, fancy jewelry, and it could be theoretically come up with the case that it would be considered jewelry.
Cufflinks are fine.
I would think cufflinks are fine. Yeah, well, it's a tachshit. I don't know. I assume it's a tachshit. And even if it tells time. Yeah, well, I said that's what seems to kind of. We're not there yet. We keep dancing around that sugya. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, then at the bottom he says that even as beautiful as the chain is for the holding the clock is not buckled to the chain, and that's going to be a problem. Okay, in the end, Bir Lacha comes out that it's Asa. Okay, now what about nowadays we have a watch that we wear on our wrist? They didn't really, it seems they didn't have that in the olden days. Okay, so stories like this. Okay, to wear a watch outside the Erev, Rishoma Zalman doesn't love it, but he said if someone wants to wear a watch outside the Erev, ain limchos b'makilim, a watch like this, a watch around your wrist. Okay, the Ramosha also says Medina it's mutter, but a bentoira should be machmer.
Shabbos
outside the Erev. No. Shabbos outside the Erev. Okay, now there is a discussion about there are different types of watches. There are watches that are very chashuv, the chasim watch. It's very nice. It's a piece of jewelry, and there are watches. I don't know about men, but probably men also. Even if the watch wasn't working, you might wear it because it's just a status symbol. It's a piece of it's chashuv. It's jewelry. It's your $2,000 chasim watch.
What's come in this world?
Okay, so Rav Avadya has no problem wearing a watch. He said even the chalchila person can wear it outside the Erev. He says a machmer tovel of bracha. Or Orcha Shabbos brings it down. It says if it's a beautiful, a really nice watch, which would be, you'd wear it even if it wasn't working, then it's mutter for sure. But if it's a regular watch, he says that it's a machlokes aposkim, and he claims that the minig is to be machmer, not to wear the watch outside of the Erev. Okay. And the last order of business is glasses. So yesterday we read that you had to come back. If you didn't come back, you're going to be upset. But we spoke about glasses. Mishnah Berurah brings up the Chai Adam that there's no heter to wear glasses outside the Erev. There's a gzeira, you're going to come to carry it in your hands. But now, okay, so the Chazon Ish also holds that you should not wear glasses in Rishus Rabim. He said like this: if there's no Erev, if it's Mamish Rishus Rabim, you have to just figure out what's Rishus Rabim. I don't know. So let's say Fifth Avenue in Manhattan is Rishus Rabim. He says you shouldn't wear your glasses. If it's just a Carmelist, it's just like there's no Erev, but you go outside on a regular street, in a regular neighborhood, so it's also Midrabanan, there you don't have to be Machmer and you can wear your glasses. That's what Chazon Ish says. That's not Dominic. Everyone brings down Bismaneno that is mutter. Ravazan says Minigal Oilam is to be Mako, and he says when the Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Adam came out so strong that it's Usar because their glasses didn't have the
temples.
What do you call this?
Arms.
He called it temples. I don't know. It doesn't have this part. It just balanced on your nose. Well, if it balances on your nose, it's going to fall off your nose, and then you're going to come to carry it. That makes sense that you shouldn't do that outside the Erev. Reading glasses, I didn't have a chance to actually, I forgot to ask. Reading glasses, they bring down as usher, because the only reason you're putting your reading glasses on your face to walk through the street is because you're not allowed to carry them. So basically, you're carrying them on your nose to get to shul, so you're able to read. Pretty sure there was probably if you done Maisalach with Rav Nevenzel, where he didn't have his reading glasses and he couldn't, because he wouldn't refuse to take them. He didn't want to use the Erev. I don't know. He probably wouldn't even use it with the Erev. Even with the Erev, because he doesn't use it, probably doesn't use any Erev. And I don't know. He probably doesn't use any Erev. I don't remember where the story happened. I remember there was some story where he didn't have his glasses and he couldn't. He holds that laning is part of Kol Torah Kula. Yechayv to know Kol Torah Kula. Yechayv to know how to lane every pasuk in Chumash. And he knows how to lane every pasuk in Chumash. And Rav Nevenzel, Rav Avigdor. And he's the Baal Kore, but he needs his reading glasses. Okay. So reading glasses, you're not allowed to wear in the street without an Erev.
That's
what
the minion's in his house.
That's what the minion's in his house. It's, right. Yeah, but I don't know what he did in the olden days. He always davened at the Kotel. Okay, maybe he does use the Erev Nilti. I don't know. I remember there was some place where he didn't have his glasses.
What is that? It's like Carmel?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, what about sunglasses? So sunglasses, the postkim don't love the sunglasses so much.
Who's Martin?
Rishon Zalman says if a person have eye problems, they're afraid that when you get into the shade, you're going to take them off and things like that. I don't know. Poskim do not love the sunglasses. Maybe break that up here. Rav Nissen Karel says, Rishon Zalman doesn't love it either. Rishon Zalman says if someone has a major eye problem, so then they can wear the glasses. But even then, only in a Carmelis and not a real Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. Contact lenses are okay. But if you're new at contact lenses and you might come to take it off, then you shouldn't wear them. He also says, there's another thing based on the first mission over there. Anything that would be a chatzitza, if a woman would go to the mikvah, so she's not allowed to wear that piece of jewelry, because maybe there'll be she'll have to go to the mikvah and she'll take it off and she'll carry it. I don't know how that applies to everything. Now these women, they don't go to the mikvah with bracelets and necklaces and rings. So I don't know what to do with that. But here, I saw they discussed it. So the contact lenses are a chatzitza for the mikvah. And therefore, a woman would have to take it off. And therefore, maybe she shouldn't walk outside the area with the contact lenses unless she can't walk without it. Because we're not afraid she's not going to get dressed after the mikvah. And if she can't see, so then she's going to put in her lenses. I don't know. Are you going to love this? Rav Moshe says that a walkie-talkie is a piece of jewelry for like the Hatzalah guy, even if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, because it's beeper. It says Chashivas. But Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't like it. Okay, that is Sif Yud Aleph, is a juicy one.